This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds lost to the Tigers on Sunday afternoon 4-1. The loss means Detroit wins the series and Cincinnati finishes the six-game homestand with just two victories. Luis Castillo started and pitched well into the sixth inning when he gave up three runs. The Reds offense just couldn't get anything going against five Tiger pitchers. The only run scored on a Gregory Soto wild pitch in the eighth. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Chris, tough ball game today. Luis Castillo really looked like he was throwing the ball well. The sixth inning got away from him a bit. That's where the Tigers scored three of their four runs. But it was just another example of the Tigers doing the little things in this series that proved to get big results. And that's simple base running at times made a huge difference in this series.
Well, they've got a very athletic team. I was very impressed, actually, for a team that came into this series, nine games under 500. They played like a plus 500 team to me. They handled the bullpen well, A.J. Hinch did. They got some key hits, but they really were athletic, especially on the base paths, and they forced the Reds to make some plays on this series that the Reds didn't make. They also, I think, took advantage of those days that the Reds have from time to time, and unfortunately for Luis Castillo, it's when he pitches that they don't score very many runs. For the second time in a row now, Castillo's gone out there and pitched himself a pretty good ball game. He only gave up one earned run today in his six innings and ends up with the loss again. So tough luck pitcher there, Castillo, this year.
The Reds just kind of keep finding a way to keep a hold of that second wild card spot in the National League, but they need to get things turned around, I feel like, pretty soon.
Yeah, I don't think it's a panic time yet. I mean, these aren't must-win games, but they are need-to-win games, and I certainly think that I agree with you what you said at the end of this ball game that this is a very big road trip coming up. It's always tough. It doesn't matter what kind of teams the Cubs and the Cardinals are fielding. Those teams play the Reds tough, and they better go in there ready to play some baseball.
Kickoff three with the Cubs tomorrow afternoon. Yid'll have more on that coming up. Reds fall to the Tigers 4-1 this afternoon at Great American Ballpark. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Casey Mize started the game for Detroit, and all he did was retire all nine batters he faced, but Mize was gone after three because the Tigers are trying to limit his innings. Jose Urena replaced Mize in the fourth, and Cincinnati wasted no time getting on base. With one out, Jonathan India and Nick Castellanos both singled, but the threat ended with Joey Votto at the plate.
Full count pitch to Votto. Swing and a line drive. Caught at second base. They throw behind the runner, Naquin, at second and double him off. Castro was playing in the hole. Votto hit it right at him, and Naquin gets doubled off, and the Reds' threat comes up empty.
Meanwhile, Luis Castillo was certainly on his game. He walked a couple of batters in the second inning, but stranded both of them. He gave up a one-out single in the third, but Jonathan Scope hit into a double play. Eric Haas singled in the fourth, but never moved past first base, and he pitched a 1-2-3 fifth. The Tigers did get to Castillo, though, in the sixth. Akil Baddoo led off with the sixth inning with a double to left field off Castillo. After Jonathan Scope lined out, Robbie Grossman reached on a Joey Votto error with Baddoo moving to third base. Then Grossman easily stole second base because he wasn't really being held on first. That was important because without a runner on base, Joey Votto was playing off the bag, and Jaymar Candelario did this.
3-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball fair down the first baseline, and that'll go all the way into the corner. Two runs will score easily. Baddoo with Grossman right behind him, and on his way to third, Candelario with a two-run triple.
Eric Haas was next up.
Castillo has the sign, and from the belt, the 1-0. And there's a flare into right field coming on Castellanos. The catch is made. Candelario is going to tag at third. Here comes the throw to the plate. Good one, but not in time. Candelario slides in safely. Boy, when that ball bounced, it just died. And the Reds will throw it to third to Moustakas to see if maybe he left early. He did not. It's a sacrifice fly for Eric Haas. And it's 3-0 Tigers.
Luis Castillo was finished after six innings. Six innings pitched, four hits, three runs, just one earned, Two walks, seven strikeouts, 91 pitches, 60 of those four strikes. Tyler Naquin reached on a base hit in the sixth but couldn't score, and the Reds went down in order in the seventh. Detroit added a big insurance run in the eighth off Brad Brock, who was reinstated from the injured list earlier on Sunday. Akil Baddoo walked to begin the inning. Jonathan Scope then got him home.
Something that we don't want to accept. The runner goes. Little flare in a short left center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Baddoo getting the wave around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cut off. Votto's throw to second, and out at second base is Jonathan Scope. On a little bloop single into short left center field, Akil Baddoo able to score all the way from first base. He was off on the pitch, and it turns into a run for the Tigers.
With two outs in the inning, the Reds' defense came up big.
The 0-1 pitch. And it's a little flare over the head of the shortstop Farmer on the second base side, and that'll get into right center. Base hit. Here comes the runner to second. Naquin's throw got him to India. Candelario trying to stretch a single into a double, but the Reds wise to it. Naquin getting to it aggressively and makes the play to India at second base to gun down Candelario.
Jose Cisnero came on the pitch the bottom of the eighth for Detroit. Max Schrock walked to begin the inning. He moved to second on a Tyler Stevenson ground ball. Jonathan India then singled to move Schrock to third. That was it for Cisnero. Lefty Gregory Soto came on the pitch to Asdrubal Cabrera, and he gave the Reds an easy run.
A 1-2 pitch, and it's in the dirt inside. It gets away from Haas and all the way to the backstop. That will score Schrock. India's up to second base, and the Reds are on the board on the wild pitch.
Soto then walked Cabrera. He struck out both Nick Castellanos and ended the inning against Joey Votto.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes Votto. He chased a slider away, and the inning is over. The Reds strand him at first and second.
Amir Garrett pitched the top of the ninth for Cincinnati. He set the Tigers down in order. Soto came back out to pitch the bottom of the ninth for the Tigers, and he ended the game.
Batting in Barnhart's spot in the order. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And Aquino skies one in the air, shallow right toward the line. Long run, Castro, the second baseman, peels off. Reyes takes it, and the right fielder puts it away. Three flyouts to right in the ninth. Close out this ball game, and that's all. Reds fall 4-1 of the Tigers.
Here are the totals. 4 Detroit, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 3 left on base. Cincinnati, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error. They strand at 6. Urena, the winner, 3-8. Castillo, the loser, he falls to 7-15 on the season. Soto, save number 18. No home runs in the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 54 minutes, 23,083 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the defeat, the Reds are now 73-65 on the season. Time to hear from manager David Bell.
Dave, is there anything that you saw that led to your team's offensive struggles today?
I think you always start with the pitching, right? And you definitely have to tip your cap to Mize. I mean, it's outstanding. And then only going 3 innings, I'm not sure why. And then Urena came in, and we just were not able to get anything going offensively. And the way I think the way our team thinks is, we certainly learn and we work to get better, and then we move forward because look where we are. I mean, we got so much to look forward to, and a really important road trip coming up here. So. That's where our focus is already.
Can homestands like this serve as a motivator going into a long road trip the way this homestand unfolded?
Yeah, I think the motivation is there just because of the position we're in. I think that's all the motivation you need. We go out to win every single game, and I think we are where we are today after this game, and we have a lot left to look forward to and important games to play in. And we're excited. We're going to enjoy it. And we're looking forward to tomorrow already. And we can't wait.
Monday afternoon, the Reds are in Chicago to begin a 3-game series against the Cubs. In Game 1, Sonny Gray goes to the mound against Justin Steele. Gray's looking for his 8th victory of the season. We're on the air with the pregame show at 1:40. First pitch is set for 2:20. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Tigers beat the Reds 4-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.